Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Watson reaches second base with a double. Cedeno goes all the way around to score. Watson moves to third. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Watson scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is walked intentionally. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of AG. Grote reaches second base with a double. Shiles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Astros. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. Matlack moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Watson reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rader is walked intentionally. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rader moves to third. It's 4-2, Astros. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. AG strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiles hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger strikes out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for John Matlack. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Citino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Citino reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive towards center. Chiles catches it and throws to second to double up Citino. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Crawford now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Wayne Garrett. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Milner moves to second. George Theodore pinch hits for Rich Childs. Jim Ray now pitching. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Jim Fregosi now playing third base. George Theodore now playing left field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 4 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.